I just finished testifying in front of the House Oversight Committee. I did it for two reasons. First, I love my country, including our Constitution. And America was built on the idea that no person is above the law, even presidents, especially presidents, and that we should all live under the same set of rules. This kind of democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope that by being there today, we can bring ourselves just a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree civilly and we can search for truth and justice, and that it outweighs the partisan urge to score points and create spectacle. The second reason I was there is that the girls and women whose lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not just justice, but healing. They've been waiting too long for both. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions any indication of what was truly going on, I offered the little I do know in the hope that it would help prevent anything like this from ever happening again. I also have to say something personal. Republicans made Hillary testify yesterday, and she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, nothing. She has no memory of ever even meeting him. She neither traveled with him nor visited any of his properties. So whether 10 people or 10,000 people were subpoenaed, including her, was simply not right. So here's what I told the committee. First, I had no idea of the crimes Epstein was committed. No matter how many photos they show of me, I have two things that at the end of the day matter far more than any interpretation of 20-year-old photos. I know what I saw, and more importantly, what I didn't see. And I know what I did, and more importantly, what I didn't do. I saw nothing and I did nothing wrong. As someone who grew up in a home with domestic violence, not only would I not have flown on his plane if I had any inkling of what he was doing, I would have turned him in myself and led the call for justice for his crimes, not the sweetheart deal we got. But even with 20/20 hindsight, I saw nothing that ever gave me real pause. We're only here today because Epstein hid it from everyone so well for so long. And by the time it came to light with his 2008 guilty plea, I had long stopped associating with it. When the video of my testimony today is released, I hope it will motivate everyone to go in front of Congress to say what they know. I hope it will motivate the Justice Department to finally release all the files and to ensure that this never happens again. The survivors deserve that.